have y'all ever looked at your life and thought this wasn't supposed to happen like this? Maybe the relationship ended. Maybe the friendship changed. Maybe the plan you spent years building suddenly fell apart. And while everyone else is telling you to stay positive, all you could think is, what am I supposed to do now? Or why am I here? Or what does this mean? What if the answers isn't rebuilding who you were? What if the answers is becoming someone new? Welcome back to Surviving Me. I am your host, Day, and today we are jumping into Gemini season. Happy birthday to every Gemini out there. I love Geminis. I know y'all was expecting me to say that. I love Geminis down bad. Every Gemini that I have in my life, we're really close, and I just really value their relationship. So I'm excited to jump into Gemini season. As I said, happy birthday to every Gemini out there. We're jumping into Gemini season. We're talking about identity and what happens when life forces you to release the version of yourself you thought you'll be. Jumping right on into it. The meaning. When most people think about Geminis, they think about the twins. But I don't believe Gemini season is about becoming two-faced or choosing between two versions of yourself. I think Gemini season asks a much deeper question, which is, who are you when the roles, labels, expectations, and survival mechanisms fall away? Because the truth is, many of us spend years becoming who we needed to be in order to survive. If you feel me, you feel me. The strong one, the caretaker, the peacemaker, the fixer, the one who never asks for help, the one who always keeps it together. And while those versions of us may have protected us at one point in time, eventually they become cages. Gemini energies invites us to examine our identities and ask, is this who I am or just who I had to become? That's a deep question. Don't let that go over here, but really think about it. Because the reality check is, the card I pulled for this episode says, when the world feels like it's come crashing down on you, take that as an opportunity to find yourself and let go of who you thought you were. And not all storms come to destroy your life. Some come to clear your path. And what makes this so ironic is, I be doing like my little morning messages Friday to Monday. And one of the little aspiration cards I pulled said exactly that. Like, not every storm that comes into your life is meant to destroy you. Sometimes it's meant to clear your path. And it just so happens that when I pull the universe message that is for Gemini, that is what it says. Come on now, the cards never lie. I know that is easier said than done, because when things fall apart, our first instinct is to usually hold on tighter. Especially for me, we cling to the relationship that have expired. We cling to the dreams that no longer fit. We cling to identities that no longer serve us, not because they're right for us, but because they're familiar. Growth often feels like loss before it feels like freedom. The version of you that existed before the heartbreak, before the betrayal, before the disappointment may not be the version of you that's meant to move forward, and that's not a failure. That's evolution. So when I sat with the card, one sentence that kept standing out to me was, let go of who you thought you were, not who you are, who you thought you were. And now when I tell y'all that, this hit home more than it probably should have, because I recently just been feeling like, oh my God, this is not the life that I imagined for myself. This is not how I seen my story unfolding. And I realized me holding on to that thought process and those feelings did nothing for me. If anything, it kept me in a space where my healing cannot continue evolving. Like, yes, I'm healing. I'm always healing, and I'm still currently healing. But because I still kept this notion of like, oh my God, this is not how it's supposed to be. Oh my God, this is not how my life was supposed to turn out. It stopped my healing process. Not stopped it, but slowed it down, because it's like, you have to let that go. Yes, we all probably had this vision of who we thought we was going to be and how we thought our life was going to unfold. But unfortunately, sometimes life has a funny way of shaking some shit up, I should say, and having you look at shit like, oh my God, how am I here? How did I get here? Why am I here? But when you step back and look at things from a different perspective, maybe this was a part of your story all along. Even if you didn't feel like this was supposed to be your story, it was meant to be written in your story. And sometimes the most painful thing we lose isn't a person. It's the future we imagine. It's the story we told ourselves. It's the identity we built around a life that no longer exists. Maybe you thought you'll still be married. Maybe you thought that friendship will last forever. Maybe you thought that career was your purpose, or maybe you thought that person was your forever. And when things end, we often feel like we lost ourselves. But what if you actually found yourself? What if the ending wasn't the end of your story at all? What if it was the beginning of a more authentic one? So this week, I want you to journal on three questions. Y'all know I love me some good journaling, so don't be surprised that I said this. So the first question would be, what version of yourself are you being asked to release? Not because you're bad, not because they fell, but because you outgrown that version. Then the second question would be, what story am I holding onto that no longer matches my reality? Sometimes healing requires us to stop arguing with what was and accept what is. Then the last question is, who am I becoming underneath the grief, the disappointment, and the uncertainty, because the new version of you deserves your attention too. So take a moment and place your hand over your heart. Take deep breaths. And then take another one. And then ask yourself, if I wasn't afraid of change, what would I allow myself to become? Change is scary. Trust me, I know. I have been a person who never really liked change, and change was really hard for me, like just accept it, to just be okay with it. Just a whole process of change was always just, it's too much. But change is necessary. I had to come to realize that change is necessary, and it's not meant as something that we should be looked at as scary or something that's like, oh my God, I hate it, because it's needed. It's needed for growth. It's needed for you to get to your next path. It may be scary, but it's definitely needed. Don't force the answer when you ask those questions. Just listen. Gemini season isn't about certainty. It's about curiosity. It's about allowing yourself to explore who you are becoming without needing to have everything figured out. Okay. Last reflection question would be, what part of your identity are you holding on to simply because it's familiar, not because it's true anymore? And then jumping right into the glow letters, dear survivors, if y'all didn't know, that is what I'm starting to call all my loyal listeners. We are survivors or butterflies. Which one do y'all like? Do y'all like butterflies or do y'all like survivors? Let me know. But anyways, for now, let's stick with survivors. So dear survivors, I know change can feel terrifying. I know there are moments when it feel like everything you built is crumbling around you, but not every storm arrives to destroy you. Some storms arrive to remove what no longer belongs in your life. You are allowed to outgrow old versions of yourself. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to become someone your past wouldn't recognize. Give yourself permission to evolve. Give yourself permission to be curious. And most importantly, give yourself permission to become. Okay? Before we wrap it on up, I do want to give a little shout out for a song that I think everybody should go and listen to. It is called Trials and Tribulations by the artist MASKO.PH. It's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, I believe. It's anywhere that you listen to music, go check him out. Trials and Tribulations, artist is MASKO.PH. Don't forget to go listen to that, because it is one of them ones. And y'all know I host a book club called the After Hour Book Club. If you're looking for a bestie style book club where you just want to chat about the book but also just have genuine friendships or build genuine friendships, then After Hour Book Club is definitely for you, and you might want to check it out. We meet every other Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, and it's all virtual, so you do not have to come anywhere. If you live in a different state, you can join as well. All of it is virtual. It's not an in-person meeting. And it's all through group chat and Clubhouse. We meet on Clubhouse. It's a real vibe. You might want to come join. Quick shout out to, if you are in a Phoenix area and you are looking for a certified barber who's going to get you, you know, right and sharp, then you might want to check out X Cuts on Instagram. The way you spell his Instagram would be, see, I'm just showing all types of love today. Yeah. X_CUTZ_. Don't forget that. Again, X underscore C-U-T-Z underscore. That's if you're looking for a barber in the Phoenix area and you want to get sharp and you want to get right, go check him out. He is one of the ones. And follow him on Instagram for anybody who's looking in the Phoenix area. And like I always say, no matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it. Keep growing through it. And keep glowing through it, because the journey back to yourself will always be the hardest work, but it's the most necessary. And I will see y'all next episode.
I've battled the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving.